All right, week five. Guys, we are, a third of the way done now.
Yep.
So happy Monday. We are on day 21, and we find ourselves in the book of Nehemiah today. We're looking at chapters 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Yeah, and so in Nehemiah, the story is basically when Israel is returning from exile. Right, so they've been basically exiled in Babylon, but God has decreed and orchestrated events so that they get to return. And Nehemiah is actually not, when the story starts in chapter 1, he's not in Israel. He's not in Jerusalem. He's still in exile, basically, and he is a pretty important dude in the king's court, and it starts with his prayer. And what happens is Nehemiah hears that basically Israel is, and Jerusalem in particular, is in bad shape. That there are no walls. Basically, it's a second-class city because it's not walled, and it's open for raiders and invaders and everybody else. And he then, in response to that, he prays, saying, "God, you know, you're good, and we're bad, and this has all happened. We've not obeyed your commands. Now, help us be faithful and give us the opportunity." And so basically you get this idea in chapters 1 and 2 that Nehemiah is asking God for the opportunity to do something about the problem. And the problem is that the walls have not been rebuilt around the city. Because then in chapter 2, there's this moment that God gives him where he's the cupbearer to the king, Artaxerxes, and Artaxerxes notices that he's sad. It's a scary moment for Nehemiah because he says in there, "I'd never been sad in front of the king before," right? The idea that you didn't get to show emotion in front of the king. By being sad, he was actually risking his life. But God has orchestrated this moment, and Nehemiah throws out a quick prayer. And he answers. He's like, "Well, I'm sad because my city is in turmoil and it's bad." God gives him favor and sends the king agrees to send him, and not only sends him back to Jerusalem to fix the walls, but gives him supplies, gives him safe passage. So everything is coming together, and you can see how God is orchestrating all of that. And he gets to Jerusalem and he inspects the walls, and they're in bad shape. But I love, he says, if you look at verse 11 in chapter 2, "I went to Jerusalem, and after staying there 3 days, I set out during the night with a few others. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem." He just went, right? Like, he does this inspection first. So he doesn't just get there and jump right in, but he's like, "Okay, God, I'm going to go look around. I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to trust you." And he sees, and God gives him a vision and a plan. And so he talks to the people about rebuilding the walls. Mm-hmm. And that's how we kind of enter in chapters 1 and 2.
Yeah.
He's just doing this.
Can I just say I'm a little sad that chapter 3 wasn't part of our reading plan?
Sure, how come?
Because we hear a lot of names about the dudes that are building the wall.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, when you get to a genealogy in the Bible and you just want to like gloss over it and skim it. But I think it's good to remember that even though these names feel meaningless to us, God thought it important enough to etch their names into the Bible. And so, you know, I was a little sad.
Well, I'm sorry. But we get to chapter 4 where we do pick up.
Yep.
And we see that there is such opposition to rebuilding the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so there are some leaders around that don't want Jerusalem to be rebuilt as an important city. So they threaten
Sanballat and Tobiah.
Yep. They threaten They basically are like, oh, we're going to tell Artaxerxes that you're trying to rebel against him by fortifying your city. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, actually, as it turns out, Artaxerxes told us we could do this, and he provided us with all the material. Neener, neener, neener. and then there's threats of war and battle, and so Nehemiah's like, we're going to build with a sword in one hand.
That's my favorite.
And yeah, he's like, you know what? We're not going to stop because of this. We're just going to be prepared. Yeah.
Building with one hand, weapon in the other hand.
Like, and in teams to watch each other's back. And
that's pretty cool.
And when that doesn't work, you get Tobiah. Like they do this thing where they scheme to harm him. Like they're like, hey, come out to the desert in chapter 6. Come out here in the wilderness and talk to us. We promise you'll be fine. It's like one of those one of those mob movies where you go out in the desert and they're going to bury you out there. And
and we get that great line from him. I'm doing a great work and cannot come down.
I mean, he just he is so clearly focused on doing what God has put in front of him and motivating and encouraging the others to do the same. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about this, right? Is it's not just him saying, okay, I guess I got to do this because nobody else will. But he is really just rallying everyone to, hey, this is about God and this matters. And what we see about this is that when you hear about like the physical battle going on between people wanting to stop them from building the wall and reestablishing Jerusalem as God's place on earth in his glory, you could almost picture a spiritual battle that's happening as well to try to stop this. I think it's important for us to notice that what's really going on here is people don't care about the Israelites. When they're trying to stop the wall from going up, what they care about is God getting glory. And they don't want God to get glory. They don't want God's place to be reestablished and for this to be his footstool on earth. And they don't want that at all. But God says, no, I've called my people back. The temple is rebuilt. The city is now established. And that's...
And I mean, these walls that have been lying in ruin for almost a century, they do it in 52 days.
Yeah.
Now, like, it's record time.
Same as the temple, right? Is it as glorious as it was before? Well, no, of course not. Yeah. But the walls are up and they're solid. And with that is the reestablishment of this is the holy city, God's city where his glory dwells.